My name is Molly, and I'm a political science major at Kent State University. Kent State has these core values, kindness, respect, and purpose in all we do. Ever since I was old enough to understand the legal system, I've wanted to help serve justice, and I would like to be a prosecutor for the city of Cleveland and then hopefully move up to the county in the Justice Center downtown. Kindness and respect go a long way. As a prosecutor, you have to be kind to all parties of the courtroom to truly help everybody involved.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Hey, Wrangler! Wrangled yourself a date to prom yet?
Nope. It sucks, Vanessa. Your dad said I'm too old for him to cheat on your mom with, so I'm going stag.
Well,
come on, Van, you can do it. It'll be a real singer, I'm sure. I mean, you've been calling me Wrangler for 4 years. You're obviously a keen wit. What's that? You got nothing? Here, let me help you. Mr. Roboto, more like Mr. Rubnato. Or your dad really wears lame ties. Or maybe your dad purports to love you, but still manages to undermine your confidence and agency at every turn. Quips practically write themselves, man.
Whatever. You're a crazy bitch. And no wonder you don't have a boyfriend.
Agatha Underman, will you go to prom with me?
Okay, I guess. You were saying, Vanessa? Yeah. Can you give me a ride home?
Of course!
You didn't have to do that, Hank.
Well, I didn't want to just assume you were going with me.
Yes, thanks for asking me instead of assuming. But I meant revealing to everyone at Justin Bieber Memorial High School that Sion is my boyfriend.
Hey, everyone should know I'm the boyfriend of the brilliant, beautiful Agatha Underman. Anyway, you can take care of yourself, and I trust you.
There are times when you being as wonderful as you are is literally the only thing that keeps me from inventing a doomsday machine.
The only thing?
And Phoebe Bridgers. Ooh. I'd dump you for Phoebe Bridgers.
That's totally fair. I'd dump me for Phoebe Bridgers.
So whose prom are we going to? Yours or mine?
I figured you'd want to go to yours.
Well, you figured wrong, Buster. Take me far away from Justin Bieber Memorial High School. Take me to the promised land that is the High School for the Superhero Arts.
Ha ha.
I'm serious, Hank. Let's go to your prom. Is that a problem? See what I did there?
I see what you did, but it isn't a problem. I just thought you'd want to, I don't know, show off, rub it in a little?
Vanessa and her mean girl hacks are gonna be in my rear view soon. I'm shipping off to MIT, and I don't want to give them one more minute of my time or energy than I have to. The best revenge is living well, as they say. Or a doomsday machine. I'm just messing with you. Mostly.
You have protection in your handbag?
Dylan.
Wow, I want to know my little girl's prepared for whatever tonight brings.
The extensible stun baton and my liquid fire spray are all packed.
Oh, jeez. I thought you hadn't finished testing that spray.
Tweaked it last weekend.
Put the block on fire last
time. No actual flames anymore, just a real unpleasant burning sensation.
Hmm.
At least that's what Hank said.
Hank could feel it. He's as invulnerable as you, babe. That's my girl.
Maybe you should tell her that, Dylan.
She knows how proud I am of her, Ellie. She hates when I gush.
What are you whispering about? Like a couple of old ladies, you two. Don't make me come down there.
Just, I want to see the spray for myself before you take it with you. Don't want you destroying the high school of the superhero arts now, do we?
Yes, your pride is evident.
She doesn't have powers, Ellie. Not like you or Hank, so she has to be smart like me. I don't want her to get cocky, though, or she could get hurt.
Okay, you brought this on yourselves with all your whispering and secrets.
Oh, Aggie, you look beautiful.
Yeah, yes you do. That is quite a dress. Doesn't provide enough coverage.
Well, I fabricated it out of this plasteel polymer I created. It can stop bullets, resist temperatures from 200 below to 500 above, and provide complete radioactive shielding.
I meant the neckline.
Dad!
Dylan!
Sorry, I know you dress how you want and you look amazing. You do. I'm just, you know, a dad.
I'm all too aware.
Phew. Saved by the knock, I guess, since we don't have Bill. I'll just get that.
Good evening, Mr. Underman.
Please hang. Mr. Roboto. Kidding! I'm a kidder. Mr. Underman is just fine.
He'll call you Dylan, hon, just like he has since he was a little kid.
Matriarch! What's up?
Hey, Scion.
Sure. He calls you by your superhero name.
Is, Agatha ready to go?
Why don't you see for yourself?
Owee.
Whew. I couldn't ask for a more perfect response from my perfect boyfriend than wowie.
What? No, I...
Relax, Hank. It really was the perfect response.
Okay, you two are too cute. We better take a few pictures before I collapse into a happy weepy mess.
Oh, right, yes. Cambot?
Oh, cool. Is that a hummingbird robot?
Just something I whipped up to serve as an undercover security drone. Ag helped get this one shipshape.
Helped? I redesigned the stabilizer from the ground up.
And it was a real help, hun. Okay, smile. Say Mr. Roboto.
Mr. Roboto.
Whatever.
It's you, my lady.
Thank you, kind sir. Sorry, that was dumb.
No, it was cute. Normally I'd say as cute as you, but you came right past cute tonight and into stunning territory.
After the dinner we just had, I'm glad I made this polymer stretchy. I ate too much bread.
And it was nice to be alone together.
You're right, but I still feel bad to have hogged you all to myself. This is your last big hurrah with your friends, too.
It's fine, really. And not everyone loves Ethiopian food as much as you do. We do. We should probably head inside. People are starting to stare at us holding the door.
They're staring at me.
No, no!
Because this dress is dabomb.com! Hey!
Oh, right. Yeah.
Are you okay?
Of course, Ag. I'm here with you.
Do you want to dance?
With you?
Yeah.
I guess. And this must be the elusive Agatha.
Elusive?
Ag, this is Linda. Langford, a.k.a. Majestrix.
Oh, right. You kissed him under the bleachers once. It's no big deal. That's when you realized I'm the only girl for him.
Never would have worked out between us anyway. Top tier heroes should never date or get married.
What?
That way, if one of us, you know, gets hit with a personality swapper or touches a weird stone from our homeworld or just plain goes evil, there's no hesitation in stopping them.
Okay.
Superhero 101, you know? My boyfriend is non-super too. Always better to hook up with a non-super person.
I'm pretty super.
Ag made her own dress.
That's so cute.
I prefer stunning.
Wish I had time to pass, you know? I think I'd be a pretty good clothes maker.
Dressmaker, seamstress, or, if you want to avoid the whole misogyny thing, tailor and sewist, which is a newer portmanteau term combining sew and artist. Personally, though, I like scientist, since I invented the fabric.
Sewist. I like that. You know so much about, like, crafting. It's so cute.
So you keep saying.
So? Did you guys go out to dinner?
Well...
Yeah, we went to Ethiopian Diamond. It's my favorite restaurant.
I love Ethiopian. But my Brian and I, that's him over there, we went to Cache because he loves Steve Aquab, and it's always nice to let the non-powered person have final say. It's the least we can do, right, Scion?
Yeah, right, Scion?
OMG, I love... grab Brian. See you two out on the dance floor? Brian! Dance with me, you sweet little nobody.
She basically just said non-supers are like pets. She kept calling me cute.
She can be a little much.
I'll show her cute.
She means well.
She's an out-of-touch idiot, Hank. Where are the bathrooms?
Over there by the interdimensional emergency exit.
Great. I need to cool off, so just leave me alone for about 12 minutes, okay?
That's oddly specific, but whatever you need. I'm sure Linda will be very sorry for hurting her feelings once she's had a moment to think it over.
She'll be sorry, all right. You all will. Girls' room!
We have non-gender bathrooms here.
Okay, fine. I said to give me 12 minutes, Hank. It's only been 10.
Yeah, but then I heard the zap and you yelled and... What are you doing? Are you building something?
What? No, I'm not building anything.
So that banging I heard, just your chill-out playlist? Is this some sort of prank to pay Linda back for the way she treated you?
Yeah, that's it. It's just a little prank. Just something to show her that the non-super people are more than she gives us credit for.
Okay, what's the prank?
Wait,
is that the liquid fire stuff? I thought you said that stuff was dangerous because it suppressed superpowers and that's why I could feel it? Hold up, are you gonna take her powers away?
No, Hank.
Oh, okay, good. Because that would be too much.
I'm not just taking her powers away.
What? What do you mean?
There's enough of my compound here to depower the whole school. And since all of the superhero kids from around the world come here...
Why would you...
Because Vanessa and her mean girls are bad, Hank. But Linda? People with superpowers who think they're better than everyone else? That's beyond just bad.
You're gonna punish everyone here just because of Linda?
She's not the only one I'm mad at, pal. You told me none of your friends liked Ethiopians. You're embarrassed of me.
What?
That's why we had dinner by ourselves, and why you were surprised that I chose your prom over mine. You don't want me here.
No!
She called me the elusive Agatha. Like she's wanted to meet me, but I wasn't available. But you never asked me to meet your friends. And I thought it was all about a secret identity and all, but her boyfriend is just some rando named Brian.
Aggie!
Don't you Aggie me, you super douche! I push this button and the pressurizer I rigged will blow and spread compound all over the place, taking away the powers of every young superhero in the building. And then, the way I see it, poof, level playing field. You don't have to be embarrassed of me. I don't have to worry about you thinking I'm lesser for not having powers. And Vanessa is still a total idiot. So it's a win-win-win with a side of win.
You sound like a supervillain, Aggie.
Maybe the villains have it right.
Okay.
What?
I said okay.
I don't need your permission, Hank.
But I'm giving it anyway, Ag. If this is what you have to do, then okay, do it. Because I know that even if there aren't any superheroes, there's you, the best person I know, and you'll become one. You'll fill that void because you can. So, okay.
Fudge.
Aggie, that you?
Yep, it's me, Dad.
You're home early. Where's Hank?
I think maybe we broke up.
What? Why?
I built a bomb in the bathroom that would depower all the kids at the high school for the superhero arts.
You did what now?
I thought he was embarrassed of me, Dad. His friend's like Ethiopian, and she called me elusive, but I never tried to hide.
Agatha, honey, you gotta slow down now. What happened?
I blew it. I went full supervillain. I feel like no one respects me because I don't have powers. Not even you, Dad. You don't have powers, and you were a superhero, and you still think I'm not capable of anything.
Oh, Aggie, no, that's not true. I think you're incredibly capable of anything. I just get worried because... I was a supervillain.
What? No. You were Mr. Roboto. You fought crime with Mom.
But before that, I was Dr. Payback, and I fought your mom. And after we fought, she talked me into using my talents for good.
You know, this story would have been much more useful to me before I threatened to depower my boyfriend.
I know, but I'm telling you now, it's never too late. Can you reverse whatever you did?
I didn't do it. I destroyed the mechanism without detonating the payload because Hank... Hank, he's just so... I couldn't...
I know how it feels to think no one sees you. But I see you, Ag. So does your mom.
And so do I.
And now comes the never-too-late part. I'll, just leave you two crazy kids to it, then.
Sorry I almost took your powers away.
Sorry I made you feel like I was embarrassed of you. I'm not. Never have been. Well, except for when you stuffed all that Ethiopian bread in your handbag.
Injera. And it's delicious, and I ate it all while I was walking home, and now even the stretchy polymer isn't helping it. I'm so sorry, Hank.
It isn't easy. You know that whole with power comes responsibility thing? It's not just for superheroes. And if you had taken my powers, I'd still always try to help first. And I know that's who you really are, too.
What do you think my superhero name should be?
The Robo-Wrangler?
Ha ha.
Robotrix.
None of that female thing.
Scion.
That's your name.
Yeah, but your mom is Matriarch. Your dad is Mr. Roboto. My parents, while awesome, were two-bit supervillains. You're the one carrying on a legacy. And it has Psy in it, for science, which is your thing.
Scion. I love it. Thank you.
No need to thank me. I love you. Anyway, I was thinking of changing my superhero name to, like, Bulwark or something.
Bulwark? Why not Parapet or Flying Buttress?
Buttress? Sounds like a female butt.
No, you sound like a female butt. Oh, and I love you too.
Kent State's reputation in the fashion industry is something you would hear from everyone when you're in New York City.
I will say we're quite well known for being hard workers.
Kent is really known for delivering well-rounded students.
Kent has one of the most prestigious fashion programs in the U.S. and also internationally ranked.
Our alumni are in every corner of the industry, every job position that you can imagine.
They all are ready. They have all the courses. They have everything under, you know, under their belt.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium-iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.